It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our guests, as well as our latest op-eds and our Sounding Off with Kim Munson podcast. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. We have a jam-packed show planned for you today. In studio with me is Marshall Dawson. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. Marshall, it is so great to have you in studio.
Well, thanks, Kim. I'm really looking forward to a fun show.
We've got it jam-packed, and in the third and fourth segment, we'll have some of our colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters, and we'll be talking about freedom versus force, and that is such an important issue, and it's really at the forefront these days here in America.
Well, it sure is, and you know, that's one of the things that I really enjoy talking about with our Toastmasters clubs, too, so I really anticipate good calls coming in, and we'll have a good discussion.
So it is great to have you here. And what we're going to be doing today is Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas will be calling in shortly. You know them. They have created I'm a Trumpster. I am a Trumpster. I'm a Trumpster. And they have a big announcement, and you're going to hear it first. We are getting late-breaking news on that. Producer Steve, it is Friday. You've made it.
Hey, I just have to comment. I've heard our show described lots of ways, but what Marshall just said, fun, that's got to be a first. Are we having fun?
I think we're having fun.
Well, yeah, I guess it happens.
And then we'll be talking with Priscilla Ron in the second segment. She's a teacher, and she has written an excellent piece that we need to get our kids back to school. So we'll talk with her, and then Lauren Levy and Karen Levine will be calling in, Jason McBride at the bottom of the hour, and then Liberty Toastmasters, our fellow colleagues, will be giving us their comments on freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And remember, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, whether it's their property, their freedom, their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, or fear. And we need to ask these critical questions: what, why, when, how, where, and who. Our quote for today is from Edward R. Murrow, and he was an American broadcast journalist and war correspondent. He first gained prominence during World War II with a series of live radio broadcasts from Europe for the news division of CBS. During the war, he recruited and worked closely with a team of war correspondents who came to be known as the Murrow Boys. He was born in 1908. He died in 1965. And Steve, I found this super interesting. He said, I simply cannot accept that there are on every story two equal and logical sides to an argument. That's a comment or a quote that we could really take some time to dissect that, because, you know, there's been kind of this narrative that there's, you have your truth, I have my truth, and they're both there. That's not the case. There is a real truth that we get to. So anyway, we don't have a lot of time to unpack that, but Producer Steve, what's your comment on that?
I wish he were alive to tell us what he thought of the nausea fest called the DNC the last four nights.
The nausea fest, huh?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Always like to say thank you to this great team that I get to work with: Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie, and the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And you listeners, each of you, you're treasured, you're valued, you have a purpose today. Strive for excellence and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. On the line with me is two of my new friends, and that is Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. They are the creators of I'm a Trumpster. And we've got a big announcement, and you're hearing it first on the Kim Munson Show. Reggie Carr, Johnny Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
And Marshall Dawson is in studio with me as well. He is president of Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North. So you guys have a big announcement. So let's go to you first, Reggie. What's going on?
Well, we did it thanks to you, Kim the Great, and some other people. Steve Howes, Randy Corcoran, Evie, a lot of people and a lot of your donors and a lot of people we don't know that helped us get the bus. So we got the bus, and we have the tour announcement coming up. And I'm going to let Kaz tell you the date and the time, but we're ready to go.
So, Johnny Thomas, we raised the $10,000 to help you guys get this the vinyl wrap on this bus for the I'm a Trumpster Minority bus tour. You guys have funded 98% of all this with your own money. So what's the big announcement, Johnny Thomas?
Yeah, I want to appreciate everybody. It's a blessing. And the big announcement that we're going to be doing the motorcade on the 28th of this month. And if you're ready for the address, you want me to give them where everybody's going to meet up?
We're ready.
It's 401 West 43rd Avenue, and that's in Denver, Colorado, 80216. And I can say that, I'll say it again, that's 401 West 43rd Avenue, and that's in Denver, Colorado, 80216. That's the meeting place. That's the location. We're going to meet there at 4:30 Friday. Yeah, it's going to be a Friday, and it's going to be a great big motorcade, and we're getting ready to wake the city up and get ready to turn it red.
Well, so this is a week from today, 4:30 at 401 West 43rd Avenue. And the plan, Johnny, that I understand is that we want people to meet there. Bring a water bottle and have your car. You can have flags, and you would like at least 100 cars, and we'll have a motorcade in front and behind the bus, and you have a route figured out that will go through Denver. It'll take about 4:30 to 6:30 is what people should plan on for their schedule. So do I have that correct? You want at least 100 cars, Johnny. Is that correct?
Exactly. You have it correct. Like always, your own point.
And so we really want to create a stir with this. And Reggie, this has really been a vision, and it cracks me up when you guys were talking about we need to do something that will really wake minority communities up. I saw one of the flyers that you've put together, and it is extremely powerful. And so tell us what the plan is. We're going to do this kickoff with the motorcade. What's going to happen after that, Reggie?
Well, after that, we're going to do basically a series of flash mobs with Johnny and myself and maybe one or two other people that's going to be on the bus, and we're going to go through to the minority neighborhoods that we pick out, and that's where we're going to actually stop. But you won't give time for troublemakers or Antifa, you know, the Black Lives Matter, the organization, any chance or any time to know where we are, because we don't know where we're going to be. We'll have all these addresses picked out and written down, and it was like digging a hand in the fishbowl and picking out, okay, we're going here. And we'll start doing the tour and the teaching and letting everybody know that what we're doing is for President Trump. And, of course, the bus is actually going to talk. Oh, Lord, it's going to talk. It's immaculate, Kim. I can't wait till you guys see it.
Well, you said I could not show anybody else, but you sent me a video yesterday of the bus. And it's pretty cool. And Johnny, I thought this was very funny. You guys had shared with me your thought process that, you know, we need to have a vehicle. We need to take something into minority neighborhoods. Should we do a van? I guess Reggie said, should we do a van? And what was your response, Johnny Thomas?
I don't know. We can't do a van. We got to go over the top. We got to go big. We got to go Hollywood. And so we said, we got to get something that's 12 feet high, 40, almost 50 feet long, so when you drive it, you cannot miss it, and they know that we mean serious business.
Yeah, so to get to for, you know, our people, and I laugh when I say our people, but period, minorities, we know how to promote to our people, and they'll take you a lot more serious if they can, you know, see the kind of what you're doing. When we would have came down there with a van, like initially I was saying,
yeah, we probably would have got ran out.
Would have been laughed out of the community on that one, huh? So I think Marshall has a question for you.
Well, not so much a question. I just have to say I love this work that you're doing. You know, the fact that we can go into more and more communities and reach more and more people. And I think there are a lot of people almost looking for permission now to get on our bandwagon. And because a lot of people are saying, you know, this is not the environment that I voted for. This is not what I had in mind voting Democrat all these years. So I just think that what you all are doing is terrific.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
Now,
thank you very much.
Reggie and Johnny, from a grassroots perspective, we helped raise $10,000 to get this bus wrapped. And we did it. It was a little seat of the pants. What I recommended is that people go and contribute to imatrumpster.com and then just let me know. And for every $50 that people contributed, they will get a battle mask. So if you've not received your battle mask yet, show up next week at 4:30 and we'll have them there. Or if you can't make that, just email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And I will mail those to you. But I think that we're going to need to move this into kind of the next phase, because it costs, what, $800 to fill the to fuel the bus each time you put fuel into that. Is that correct? Do I have that correct?
Yes, it's $800. And, you know, depending on the price of gas, well, we're going to say $800 is a safe bet to actually fill the tank up. And then we also have to pay for the driver. We can't drive this vehicle, so if you need a CDL. And even we've talked to some semi-truck drivers, and they're like, well, no, we need a driver to drive a bus, because the bus is a little different. And so we had to go, you know, it took us some time, but we did. We found we have a CDL driver on the team. Believe it or not, we have some other drivers that was like, okay, yeah, we'll drive the bus for you. And then they find out that we're doing something for Trump, and then they just disappear. I'm not going to drive this bus. I'll drive it. Who's Trump?
Yeah, they were magicians. They disappeared.
Well, I
so
tell
we
you.
Had to get-
Yeah, so what you guys are doing is it's so amazing. And so, yeah, I think that we're going to need to step up as grassroots and help you fuel this bus as well. We've got, 70-plus days between now and election time. You guys are making a difference. You guys are true patriots, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. And so thank you so much. What's just the final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
We're true Trump supporters. We need President Trump back in office. The world is not going to be the same, not just the country, the world. We need to get behind this man. There's a lot of us out here. Don't believe that there's black people out here that doesn't believe or doesn't want President Trump in office. The defund the police and all these things that they're putting the narrative out here, that's not what we believe in. We know that if they defund the police in our neighborhood,
you're telling Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to thank everybody again for believing in us. I want to thank everybody for all the donations, and we won't let you down. And this election right here is one of the biggest ever since I've been alive, and I think a lot of people feel that same way. So we can lose, and we're going to give every bit of our energy, mind, soul, and everything to what we're getting ready to do. And I appreciate you also, Kim.
Bless you. So this will be 4:30 next Friday at 401 West 43rd Avenue. And let's show up and support the guys. Be part of this motorcade. Be part of history. And be sure and listen to I'm a Trumpster Radio on Sunday afternoon on KLZ 560 from 4 to 5 p.m. You guys, you are an inspiration. I am so excited. And thank you for letting us break the news right here on The Kim Munson Show.
Oh, you deserve it, Kim. And everybody, 4:30 p.m., not 8. All right. See you later, Kim. Love you.
I love you guys, too. Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, one of my great partners is Hooters Restaurants. And these beautiful Colorado afternoons, go over and enjoy their happy hour. They have happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. They have half-off select appetizers. Wednesdays are Wings Day, all the wings you can eat for $15.99 for dine-in. They have lunch specials, and they also have beers of the month. So go to Hooters.com, order.hooters.com for more information. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Priscilla Ron. She is a teacher, and she's talking about the importance of getting our kids back to work. Stay tuned.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. It is kimmunson.com, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all the things that we're doing. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. Thrilled to have in studio with me Marshall Dawson. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North. Marshall, it's great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. I'm really happy to be here.
And we'll be talking with our colleagues in the third and fourth segment. On the line with me is my friend Priscilla Ron. She is a teacher, and she was featured in a recent piece talking about getting our kids back to school. Priscilla Ron, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
It was pretty gutsy of you to go out and really talk about getting our kids back to school. It is so important. What's your thoughts on this, Priscilla?
Yeah, I think as I talk to more and more teachers, parents, even school board members, community leaders, they're starting to see some positive changes in the numbers, and they feel like it's really important that children get back to in-person learning for many different reasons. You know, we are seeing that the longer children are out of school, they start to lose the previous learning, right? And you start to see the disparity more in education, opportunities, and learning. Physically, our children need to be back in school so that we can check on them, make sure that they're getting proper meals. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why there's a support and growing support for students to get to, whether if it's 100% in person or even a hybrid that we're seeing so many schools are doing. It's a movement that we really need to pay attention to and talk about.
And it seems to me that you're at the forefront on this, Priscilla Ron. I know that education is so important. You've thrown your hat in the ring for CU Regent. And so you really walk the talk on your care for our students and their education. And I really appreciate that. So you're kind of at the forefront on this, Priscilla.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very aware at how serious COVID is. I think nobody is dismissing the importance of good hygiene and safety and health. And I think there's a balance in there to say, hey, if we follow these protocols, and, you know, here's the good thing that came out of COVID, like more and more kids are washing their hands. You know, I'm starting 27 years of teaching, and man, these little ones, like hygiene is not at the forefront, but now that children are actually being, you know, forced to learn to pay attention to their hygiene, this is going to be a good thing for us.
Now, if we can only make sure they brush their teeth all the time, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, but I think after so many years of teaching, we know, like, the cold and flu season always comes around, you know, and that's my concern is, like, for some of the schools that are reopening, that in October, when that cold and flu season starts to come back around, because the symptoms look the same, that there will be a heightened sense of reaction, right? So we really need to have plans. School districts need to have plans on what if there is an outbreak. I can say, you know, Douglas County has done a great job of having different scenarios of, you know, going back. And so we can learn from one another and look at what other school districts are doing and what even other countries are doing to make sure that we can safely reopen, being conscious and aware, but also remembering that our children are the least likely statistically to get COVID. And I even heard that children due to contact tracing, we have no evidence that children are actually transferring COVID to adults. So this is really interesting data to understand.
Well, and as we go through this process, we'll learn more and more. But Priscilla, I so appreciate you being out on the forefront of advocating to get our kids safely back to school. So I really, really appreciate it. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on, and I'll see you soon.
Sounds great. And we're going to jump over now with Lauren Levy. He is one of my valued partners. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. Lauren Levy, happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, Kim.
So last week you shared some disturbing news, and that was a new fee for people refinancing their mortgages that in essence was going to cost them more money. And you said the mortgage industry was a little up in arms on that. What's the new developments this week, Lorne?
The new developments are not much has changed. The fee has not been rescinded. You're seeing a lot of people out on Facebook and social media advocating to reach out to your congressman to try to push for them to, you know, make a change and go after the Federal Housing and Finance Authority to take away this fee. But as of now, the fee stands, and everyone's just dealing with it.
So, I mean, rates are super low. I'm just trying to think from a strategic standpoint. Should people go ahead and start to do the refinance procedure and then try to get, I don't know, pre-qualified or whatever, and then wait and see if this thing can get rescinded, or what would you recommend?
I will. Well, first of all, to get pre-qualified, this fee does not apply to purchases.
Okay.
So it should have no effect on anybody looking to buy a home. It's only for refinances. So that's first and foremost. But the truth is, you don't know if the fee's going to ever get taken away. So you still want to take advantage of low rates. And if they do take away the fee in the middle of someone's refinance transaction, they would still get credit for it. They would get a lower rate automatically if the fee fell off. So, yeah, I would still suggest people, if they're still in a higher rate or need to do something and there's an opportunity, definitely still try to do it and take advantage of it. And then just let's see what happens as we go along.
So one other question. You said reach out to our congressmen, our senators. What about reaching out to Ben Carson at that Department of HUD, what is it, Housing and Urban Development? Would that be a spot that would be effective as well?
You know, I'll be honest with you, Kim, you might know more on that than I do. I'm not sure. The Federal Housing and Finance Authority is the one that implemented this, so I don't know if Ben Carson's department had anything to do with it or not. So I don't really know, you know, exactly where to go other than to your congressmen and senators.
Okay.
So,
well, I tell you what, Lorne, I am so frustrated with this. Here we have everyday hardworking people that have gotten so squeezed through the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption. And there's an opportunity for people to refinance and, you know, do better for their own economic well-being. And then, you know, here you have government swoop in with this fee. So I'm very frustrated about it, Lorne Levy. But as you mentioned, rates are low, and so it's still an opportunity. And so I'd recommend that they reach out to you at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. And take advantage of this because rates still are super, super low.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Lorne Levy, we'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks so much, and you're such a valued partner. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kim. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. And Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Kim.
And guess what I got in the mail yesterday? This beautiful little brochure, Fall Activities and Pumpkin Patches, from Karen Levine with your beautiful picture on that. So thank you. You do these really neat little things like this, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're most welcome. We just want people to know that I'm available for their real estate needs, and the card lets them know what's new going on in their neighborhoods, their local areas, ways they can support and get out and, you know, celebrate the fall season.
So if people wanted to get on your list, what would be the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is call me at 303-877-7516. Or text me at that number with your name and address, and we'll get you added to the list. The Broncos schedules are also going out. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Typically,
you think?
Yeah. Typically, we include CSU and CU's football schedules on the back, and since they won't be having a football season, it is strictly our Denver Broncos, who I guess we're going to cheer them on virtually.
Well, you know what? And what people can do is go over to Hooters restaurants and watch the games on the big screen TVs there.
Exactly. And have those really awesome wings or those shrimp.
Yeah, that barbecue shrimp. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. Very quickly, just wanted to mention, you are a specialist regarding negotiation. And we wanted to make a point that in this crazy real estate market, it's really important for buyers to have somebody on their side of the table with good negotiating skills, Karen Levine.
It certainly is. And I've been sharing the statistics on Friday, and this week has just been outrageous from the standpoint that we had a nice amount of new listings come on the market, 1,872, but we had 2,539 properties go under contract. That means in most cases, in most price ranges, buyers are competing against other buyers. And in hiring someone like myself, you need someone who is seasoned. I've been around the block a couple times. I understand what's important in the real estate market in negotiating, and not only to the seller, but to the other agent and what they want to see in an offer. And many times it's not just the price you offer, but it's many of the conditions and terms that you offer. And it's giving in areas that are not harmful to you, but give you leverage and afford you the opportunity to be the offer that gets accepted.
Well, and in this kind of a market, that is super important. So, Karen Levine, people can reach you at 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516. And I would recommend people get on the list so they get that Bronco schedule.
Well, that'd be awesome, and we'll get it out to them.
Okay, sounds great. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. Jason McBride, happy Friday. I have some questions for you.
Well, hopefully I'll have some answers.
So, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. You know, last week, I think it was, you went through an analysis of a couple in 2017, what their federal and Colorado state taxes would be, and compared it to 2019. And I'd recommend that people go to AIR, that's AIRpresidential.com, to see that. Because last night at the Democrat National Convention, they talked about the Trump tax cuts, and it was just for millionaires and billionaires. But you know what? You actually did the analysis, and it made a difference for everyday hardworking people, Jason McBride.
Well, it certainly did. You know, this analysis I did for this, Kim, was to kind of show why the Colorado taxes were higher, but it also demonstrated that the federal taxes were significantly lower. And then I just took a couple with three kids, making $150,000 a year with a little bit of dividends and interest. So that couple back in on their 2017 return, Kim, with standard deduction, paid a federal tax of $20,240 under the Trump tax cuts on the 2019 tax return. It's $12,909.
Do you not think that it makes a big difference, Marshall Dawson, for somebody, for a family? I mean, that is a significant amount of money, Marshall Dawson.
Well, maybe for most people. Now, actually, it's enormous, right? So I think part of the challenge here is having people know that they have that much money at stake.
Yeah, for sure. So, Jason McBride, we didn't even realize it when you put this analysis together, how important that was. I would so highly recommend that people go to airpresidential.com and put their information in there, and you'll get that information to them, Jason McBride.
Well, we certainly will. And, Kim, maybe we should think about, you know, putting back up the analysis that we discussed. You know, what was it, about a year ago, where we went through a bunch of different scenarios of what people's taxes looked like before and after the Trump tax cuts. You probably remember us discussing that, and it was pretty amazing, the big differences for, you know, married and single people and retired people. Clearly, yeah, showed that the higher earners you know, got the lowest amount of tax cut, and in some cases, they even are paying more than they did before.
You know, I think that would be important. So, yeah, why don't we see if we can get that back up there as well? Because as we're going into this election season, we need to be searching for truth. And you've done the analysis on that. So, Jason McBride, I'd highly recommend it. And I think people should actually check this one out before we get the other stuff up there as well, Jason.
Well, I think they should, too. So I'll talk to Zach about getting the other one up there. But in the meantime, you've got a very quick comparison here, as you've mentioned, Kim, that gives you a look at both the federal and the state taxes and what the effects of the Trump tax cuts really are.
And it wasn't just for millionaires and billionaires, Jason McBride. that.
That's right. You do a pretty good Bernie there, Kim.
Okay. Jason, have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we're going to go to break. In studio with me is Marshall Dawson. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North, and we're going to be talking with our colleagues, Marshall, about freedom versus force. I can't wait.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good discussion.
So we'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well and go over to Facebook and give us a like. We've got an amazing treat planned for you today because we need to get our brains around these different issues as we talk with our friends, our family, and our colleagues. And one of the best ways to do that is with our Liberty Toastmasters Clubs. We have one that meets in Denver and one that meets up north. And the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, Marshall Dawson, you're in studio with me today. It's great having you here.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. I'm really happy to be here.
So we put the challenge out, freedom versus force, for some of our other members. And who's our first person on the line?
Well, the first caller is one of our members from Longmont, Liberty Toastmasters North. Terry Goon is on the phone. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
So, Terry, what's your thoughts on freedom versus force?
Well, like Marshall knows, I generally incorporate animals into my speeches because I work for the veterinary industry. And what works, I like to teach animals how to be more civilized. And what works best for training them is freedom over force. So if you walk by a pasture once a day and carry a carrot with you to share with a horse, within a couple of trips, that horse will start looking for you. You learn who you are and that you have a carrot and will come when called. Same with a dog. If a dog gets attention by jumping on you, that dog will keep jumping. Show the dog that not jumping will get him what he wants, and he'll learn a different lesson. So giving animals the freedom to choose what's best for them, and they will. People are just another version. I hate getting sick. And so I wash my hands a lot, and I don't touch stair railings. I don't touch my face. I use my elbows. But as much as I hate getting sick, I also hate wearing constrictive clothing, like turtleneck shirts, sleeves with cuffs on, or even a mask. So as we move into the future, and Priscilla mentioned this, people are going to change. They're going to do things like washing their hands more often. She mentioned that kids are washing their hands more now. So we'll see what COVID's legacy is going to be. But back to the masks, freedom to not wear masks in Sweden has not equated to higher death tolls from COVID. Masking requirements in various locations around the states somehow and sometimes show correlation, but they really haven't showed causation to health. It amazes me that the comorbidities of diabetes and even prediabetes that our health departments don't zero in on how to control or even vanquish these kinds of controllable problems. Instead, we just hear positive test results as if that means something. Positive tests don't teach us anything or suggest that we should even behave in a certain way. For instance, there are 9 new cases in Boulder County today. None went to the hospital. None died. Okay. So what are we supposed to do because of that? Instead, the government says everyone must wear a mask and businesses have to enforce it. So freedom over force would work a whole lot better. We know we're in a pandemic. People can be in charge of their own health as long as we have honest and accurate information that makes sense versus, you know, a big massive shutdown. Think of the debt we've gone into versus what could have been done with that money just helping those who are most vulnerable to stay home. It's horrible, and it's all been forced on us, not done by freedom.
Boy, that's a lot of to think about, Marshall.
It is. You know, Terry, one thing that I was thinking about is, how do you feel about the language that seems to be changing as well? Is that part of force also? You know, in Longmont, you might remember in the paper when they reported that the death toll remained stagnant. Well, that's kind of a weird thing to say about people not dying.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, the way that they report on these numbers is it's hard to follow day to day. You almost have to create your own graphs and numbers and spreadsheets to figure it all out.
Well, and Terry, a lot of people are really taking a look at that. So thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts on freedom versus force.
Been a pleasure. Thanks, Kim. Bye.
Thanks, Terry. Our next caller in is from the Denver Club, and we have Rick Rome on the phone. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Marshall. Good morning, Kim. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
And your thoughts on freedom versus force.
So, Kim, we had a meeting last week, and I can't think of a better example that illustrates the difference between freedom and force. And in this meeting, we had a couple of amazing speakers. We had a woman stand up and talk about her own leadership journey and the differences in style and leadership and the things that she does to inspire and the things that don't necessarily inspire in her style. We had another speaker talking about one of the first Black American women obstetricians, and in her career, she's delivered over 7,000 babies. An incredible meeting in terms of our speakers, and we even had a guest appearance from a Moses impersonator who was talking about the difference between the Ten Commandments and the Ten Amendments in the Bill of Rights. A very intellectually stimulating meeting, and we also had a surprise guest, someone who snuck in through an unlocked door, hid somewhere in the building and waited till everyone was gone and decided to do some vandalism inside the building. You know, these are the kinds of things that we're seeing coming from a force perspective. And we see it in the Black Lives Matter when they went ahead and raided the We Stand for the Police in Denver, and the police decided to issue a stand-down order. We're seeing it playing out daily in Seattle. It's just a pronounced difference in the ability to articulate a thought and an idea and to openly go out and spread tyranny. I wish I could say we lived in unprecedented times, but we've seen this happen before in 1930s Germany. And all I can really say about it is that's the reason they must want to destroy history. I just cannot think of a more clear distinction between force and freedom.
Yeah, we really are seeing it play out. Marshall, your comments?
Well, yeah, this is a difficult one, right? I've been struggling personally with all the violence that's going on and trying to understand it. And I think that we had seen a lot of restraint before because there is no self-restraint, you know, with the BLM movement and the Antifa movement.
So, Rick, your final thought?
Final thought, if I could make a shameless plug, go to I2I, and see if you could contribute to those folks. They really have done a wonderful thing for us, and they did suffer some damage and vandalism.
And they're doing great work. And I2I, that's the Independence Institute, to help them out with this vandalism, because, you know, I think people say, oh, they have insurance, but insurance costs money. Additional security costs money, and it really is troubling that somebody would do that. So, Rick Rome, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, and I think that's a great plug, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller is Carol Baker, also from the Denver Club. Good morning, Carol.
Well, good morning. Good morning to all of you. It's a Friday. Here we go.
And freedom versus force, Carol, what's your thoughts?
Well, there are some things I know and some things I don't know. In my career as a pharmacist, I have opportunities to provide education to patients and their caregivers regarding the medication portion of their medical treatment, especially with chronic ongoing conditions. I felt like I performed a significant role when I could share enough information with them that they didn't have already, that they could then ask a more educated question when they were with their prescribers. And then maybe each time they follow up their prescriber, they can ask more educated questions. And there are times when I feel like I don't want somebody telling me what to do about something when I feel like maybe I already know more about that than you do. Now, then there's other areas where somebody else knows something and I don't, whether it has to do with emissions from our vehicles that we're driving in Colorado and we need to have those checked, you know, something I wouldn't know. So there are some things I'm going to trust and just let other people tell me how it should be done. But then there's other things where I feel like I know this. So my point is, let's all become a little more educated and informed about the issues around us. Pick one candidate, pick one topic to know just a little bit more. Listen in on a city council meeting once in a while, or listen in on a county commissioner's meeting, because we can even do it virtually. And then when you find you know more, you can make better decisions, but you don't need somebody forcing you to do it. You can just decide to do what's best.
Well, and I think what you're describing, Carol, is really critical thinking. And as you work to know more, also you have to ask about the sources as well. Are we getting truthful, factual information or not? And so I think that's important to ask those questions as well, Carol Baker.
I think so, too. Yes.
Okay. Well, greatly appreciate it. And you and I are members of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And it's really important, I think, for people to get their communication skills and improve those. And so, Carol Baker, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again, Kim. We'll see you around.
Okay. We're going to go to break. In studio with me is Marshall Dawson, president of Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knives is one of my new partners. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. They are a family-owned business, and it is really an amazing store. They have all kinds of different knives. There's knives for collectors. They have knives for military personnel, as well as for the sportsmen. And I recently got a beautiful wedding gift of steak knives for one of my cousin's daughters for her wedding. So go to castlegate.com for more information, but I'd recommend that you go out and take a look at the store as well. And again, appreciate them as a new partner. They're family owned. They're right here in Sedalia. We're going to go to break. Marshall Dawson is in studio with me, and he is with Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of the stuff that we'll be doing the next week. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. In the first segment, we had the big announcement regarding the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour. And the kickoff is going to be next Friday, 4:30 p.m. at 401 West 43rd Avenue. We're going to meet there, have your car decorated, flags. We're going to do a motorcade. We'd like at least 100 cars. We're going to drive through Denver. We don't know exactly where that's going to be, but be part of history and step up to the plate. I know all of you are so hungry to make a difference. This is going to make a difference. Marshall Dawson is in studio with me. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Clubs North. And Marshall, this is going fast, isn't it?
Pretty darn fast.
Who's our next guest?
Our next guest is Christy Whaley.
And Christy Whaley, what's your thoughts on freedom versus force?
Oh, goodness. I have a lot of thoughts on freedom versus force. And Thomas Sowell used to write a column called Random Thoughts on the Passing Scene. So some of these are rather random thoughts. But one of the ones was a quote that Bernie Sanders said at the Democrat convention. He said that the ideas that were once considered radical, and he put the word radical in air quotes, are now considered mainstream. And I find that rather frightening. So, for instance, things like, in the beginning when Colin Kaepernick wouldn't stand for the national anthem, the vast majority of people were very appalled at that, but now they're getting used to it. And I think sometimes these things just become more and more, just more and more.
You hate to say acceptable, but maybe that's the word. I don't know.
I think that's the word, Kim. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I sometimes think that's the pressure from other people, or sometimes the media. The media points a certain way most of the time, and it's not a way towards freedom or being responsible. As Ben Martin says, liberty is the responsible use of your freedom. And I was at the meeting where Rick was last Saturday, and it's pretty unnerving to think that someone snuck in with the sole purpose of being destructive, and probably will be allowed to get away with it, just because the force that we should see from government to take care of lawbreakers, we're not seeing anymore, or we're seeing very little of. And so the people that are going about their lives doing the right thing, living responsibly, are subjected to these, to the consequences of people not being held accountable. And therefore the place was trashed, apparently. So there's so much. Also, there was another thought I had. I think Cindy DeBaca ought to be called Cindy DeBacle, if you know who she is, mm-hmm. the Denver City Council.
Yeah, Candy C. DeBaca.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Candy mm-hmm. C. DeBaca, mm-hmm. Yes, Candy DeBacle. But anyway, sometimes I think Democrats can't be serious, and yet, because their policies are almost laughable, and yet the consequences of their policies are very serious. So,
you know, Christy, just a quick thought. As you were mentioning this, you know, we hear the term all the time, justice. We want to have justice. And yet you just mentioned that somebody snuck in and destroyed property there at Independence Institute. We've had policies that have destroyed people's lives. And what justice would mean is that people would have to be accountable for those actions. And I hadn't really thought about that until just this particular moment, Marshall Dawson. But justice means that people would be accountable for their actions, and that's not occurring in our society right now.
Yeah, you're right. And that's really an important word, too, one that the other side uses quite a bit. You know, Christy, you said something that really stuck with me when you said the force that we should see from government. You know, with all this move for defunding police and things like that, that's, and you know, also talking about over-policing, that's not the same as, you know, being unsafe. That's not the same as no laws and no rules.
Oh, exactly, Marshall. I agree totally. Yeah, we expect, when we're law-abiding citizens ourselves, we expect to have our rights, our property, et cetera, looked out for. I mean, I want to feel safe in my home, or safer in my home. I don't believe in this stay safe. I believe we can stay safer by locking our doors, by putting on our seatbelts. But government should step in when lawbreakers do bad things. And we're just not seeing that nearly as much. I mean, the destruction of statues and property, and then what happened Saturday, it's just frightening, and it's becoming, I am feeling less safe today. It's not because of COVID.
Well, and that is why this election is so important, because the question I think really on the table, Christy Whaley, is and I've been watching or listening to some of the Democrat National Convention, and they're talking about words that I think Americans really care about. So, you know, safe neighborhoods, that we unite, that we not be divided. But yet what this Democrat Party, which is no longer the Democrat Party of JFK, is it's moved towards destruction and control of people's lives. And so the question on the table this election season I see is destruction or division. And if you like that, you vote Democrat. Or on the other side, let's work towards prosperity, safe communities, and in this case, vote Republican. Now, that what we'll need to do then is make sure that we engage with the people that we elect to move towards those goals of a smaller government, safe communities, and justice when things are destroyed. So, Christy Whaley, what's your final thought?
Oh, I just agree with what you just said, Kim, and I think we should ask our Democrat opponents, the ones running for office, are you for defunding the police? See what their answer is.
Yeah, there's some real litmus test questions out there, Christy Whaley. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Christy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So, Marshall Dawson, I mean, the thing about Liberty Toastmasters is I always learn something from the speeches that other people give, the evaluations that people give, as well as the table topics, which is basically 2 to 3 minutes where you talk not prepared. And I find that I learn so much there. What do you get from Liberty Toastmasters?
Well, I'll have to tell you a little secret. I've never been to any other Toastmasters club except for Liberty Toastmasters. So I agree, there is so much to learn. When you prepare speeches or, you know, we do monologues as Toastmasters also. When you prepare those, it really gives you kind of an excuse to dig in a little bit, you know, for whatever that theme is. Maybe go read the Federalist Papers for whatever might apply for that. So, yeah, it's a really beneficial club environment that we have.
And I don't always agree.
But
we're always very respectful, and we have dialogues. We kick the tires on ideas, which I think makes us better. So what's your thoughts, Marshall Dawson, on freedom versus force?
Well, besides, I'm for it. Now, so
freedom?
Yeah, and less force. We already talked a little bit today about a few of my thoughts, but, you know, I was reminded of some friends that I have who would talk about how socialism is good, how communism is not quite the bad word that it used to be, and that just blows my mind. But they'll use their freedom to voluntarily go and purchase goods, make transactions, you know, normal activities that we all do, and yet they kind of want to use the force of government to go and confiscate the money that they just transacted with those merchants and with those other companies. You know, when you're doing a voluntary trade of value, you're saying, I want this more than I want these $5 that I have in my hand, or, you know, $1,000 for an iPhone, whatever they cost now. I don't think those same people would point a gun to the head of, you know, the millionaires and billionaires. But yet they want to elect people that would do just that. They want to elect people that would go and confiscate that. I find that really appalling. And I think we have a challenge of trying to explain things in a way that would resonate with somebody who thinks that way.
Well, and I've thought a lot about it as well. And, you know, we have this quote that we talk about at the very beginning of the show, that it's never compassionate to take other people's their rights, their property, their freedom, or livelihood via force. In the old days, somebody would ride in on a horse and have a weapon and take people's stuff. And we were like, that's not a very good idea. We have a better way. Hence the American idea and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, this vision that all men are created equal with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But then the sneaky things started to happen, and we started to take other people's stuff via policy,
right,
or Steve's favorite, excessive and unpredictable taxation. And then they came in with fear. And we've seen with this whole COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, they have used fear to take our stuff, to take our livelihoods. And we need to really take a look at that. So, Marshall Dawson, it's great to have you in studio. We have a couple of minutes. So what would be the final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I would add to that list regulation also.
Yeah.
That's a big coercive force that's out there. So it's not necessarily beating us over the head every day or stealing our stuff, but it's definitely changing the way that we can go about our lives and changing the way that we can do business. And it really has a negative impact on, you know, our economy and our way of life. So, yeah, that's another thing that I would add.
And then it's super subtle. And I think that most law-abiding citizens are law-abiding citizens, so they like to play by the rules. So Liberty Toastmasters, we would so highly recommend that people join us. The Denver Club meets the first and third Saturdays of each month, and Liberty North meets the second and fourth Saturdays. And we welcome guests to join us, right, Marshall Dawson?
Absolutely. We love having guests. It's always fun.
And how can people get more information about Liberty Toastmasters North?
Well, our website is kind of complicated. It's libertytoastmastersnorth.toastmastersclubs.org. But I would say that the easiest way, if you're in northern Colorado in the Longmont area, just go to toastmasters.org. You'll see a link across the top for Find a Club. And search Longmont, and you'll find us right away.
And we talk about Toastmasters as a place where leaders are made. And in order for us to engage in this battle of ideas that is raging in America right now, we need to get better with our communication skills. And I have learned so much from my, as I mentioned, my colleagues, and also preparation for speeches, and then the impromptu speeches as well. So Marshall Dawson has been just been great to have you in studio here.
Well, thanks. It's been a whole lot of fun.
So our quote for today is one that I think is very appropriate, and this is from Edward R. Murrow. And he said that a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Your quick thought on that, Marshall?
You really caught me off guard there, Kim.
I know. So again, that quote is, a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. And that is why this election is so important, Marshall.
Yeah, you know, one thing that comes to mind is, you know, mob rule. And, you know, the fact that if we're not educated, if we don't understand what it is that we're fighting for, then we will be overtaken and will be controlled by people who don't have our best interest in mind.
A government of wolves. So, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Through the rain and lightning,